All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Walker, creator of Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym Membership, courses, journals, all that stuff. And I need to work on my intro. Don't worry, I'll figure it out. That's what my plan is for today. But I just wanted to pop on here really quick because talking with some people and looking back at my past as well, there are going to be times and seasons where the gym is not your top priority, where other things will come up, and it's okay. It is 110% okay. It does not mean anything about your drive. It does not mean anything about how motivated you are or your priorities or anything negative that I know you are making it out to be, because you are a driven person. You have that identity in the gym. This is like who you are. It is a part of you. And the fact that this is a growing phase right now, because the fact that the gym is something that is struggling, and you know that if you just let it go, if you just let it be, if you put the membership on hold, if you just set it aside, just allowed yourself time to just be without it, it would take off so much stress and so much pressure off of your plate. But you're not allowing it. You're fighting it. You're fighting it so hard and adding so much more unnecessary stress, because if you just let it go and let yourself be and take some time away from the gym, maybe go and do something else that's really what you're craving, or like I've done in the past and have still done, just take walks instead. You need to find what's going to work best for you. And right now, listening to this, the gym isn't one of those things. And that's okay. It does not mean anything against you. And I know that we like to keep track of like how long we've been doing this and how dedicated we are, just to like prove that we mean business. We're not just one of the people that just come and go as we please. Like, we're dedicated to this. And the thought of taking a break and cutting those like years and decades of streak of not missing anything, of like keeping that perfection up, just tears you apart. But I want you to think, maybe you've been in a relationship, maybe you know someone who they've been together for a very long time, and there was a point where they took a break. Maybe it was a month, maybe it was a few months, maybe even a year for some people. But then they worked on themselves, they gave themselves time to heal and figure things out, and they decided that they wanted to get back together with that person. And through time, do you think that they count that time away and say, oh, we've been together for like 4 years, but there was that like one little like span where like for a few months we weren't really together or anything, but like other than that, it's like basically 4 months or 4 years and like 3 months with that little space. No, they don't go into that. They might at some point like tell you if like you guys are good friends or whatever, but they're not going to lead into that. They're just going to say, yeah, we've been together for years. Because it's not that important. That time apart was important, but it's not defining them overall. It was a growing phase. It was good for them. It made them realize who they are and why they wanted that relationship. And this is exactly what this time and this period and this season away from the gym is going to do for you. It is going to bring you back to why it is that you actually love to exercise, why it is that you actually want to move. And you know what? When you come back, it might not be to the same gym. It might be to something else. You might be exploring something else and some new passion. And you know what? That is going to not define you. That's not going to define your dedication. That is not going to define your winning streak. That is not going to define anything. Because it's just simply you. I want you to take this time and actually think what this life of yours means. Who are you keeping score for? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to keep this facade up that you are going to the gym, that life is perfect, everything is doable, that you can make it work, that only slackers don't go to the gym and come up with excuses? Like, throw all of that bullshit away. What is it that you want your life to look like? Because once you let go of that, of trying to impress others, of trying to keep up with what everyone else is saying, oh my gosh, does life get good? Oh my gosh, does it get good? Because you start living it for you. And I know that food and fitness and your diet and dedication is so important to you. It is the core of who you are. It is the thing that takes up the most in your life. But you know what? By giving it a break, by giving it some flexibility, and by not letting it control who you are, you are going to create an amazing, amazing life. Because you're no longer fighting yourself. You're no longer putting your body through stress, and it finally feels safe to be exactly who it is it's meant to be and who it is that you want to be. Because when you are living in happiness, when you are living to your fullest potential and just not caring what anyone else says or thinks, that's when things get incredibly easy. That's when what the normal people say of like not stressing and not worrying and just being able to live life and not have like they go to the gym when they go to the gym and they eat what they want to eat. And you know what? Maybe they choose a healthy option this time, but it doesn't define them, and they're just living their life, and it's so incredible, and we crave that so much, but yet we still want to hold this identity of a strong, independent, driven, motivated, no slacker mentality in view. And we're afraid that if we try to do something else, that it's not going to happen, that we're going to be cheating ourselves. But you're not. You are, in fact, allowing yourself to truly live out your life. So yes, this is a growing period. This is just a season, however long it needs to be. But I want you to give yourself permission to let it go. Because it is going to give you so much peace and allow you to work on what it is that you really need to focus on this time. And that's okay. Sometimes we cannot balance it all out. Sometimes we can't make it work. And that does not mean you aren't trying hard enough. Throw that away. You are still the hardest worker in the room. You are still the person people look up to for health and fitness related things. You are still doing big things in this world. This is just a part of your story. Please don't let it define you and reshape the way you view yourself. So with that being said, take a deep breath, enjoy today, and allow yourself a break from the gym and the stress of trying to keep it all together. You are doing amazing, amazing things. And right now, this is just what needs to happen for you. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.